With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Some Republican lawmakers in Indiana have rejected a congressional redistricting plan supported by President Trump, causing anger among some political conservatives nationwide. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says despite Indiana's action, he's still optimistic about next year's midterm elections.
There's about 14 states at some stage of litigation right now. Most of the experts expect that the Republican Party will net a few seats, maybe three to as many as seven. So what any individual state does is kind of immaterial to me. I've got to win with whatever maps are ultimately produced, and I'm sure that we will.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow on the Salem News Channel. Tomorrow is Wreaths Across America Day. More from correspondent George Williams.
Wreaths Across America has grown as a tradition since 1992. Donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at grave sites by both families and volunteers to honor the lives of those who served our nation as well as their family members who are laid together at rest. The day features the arrival of 13 tractor-trailer trucks in the morning at our nation's most hallowed grounds, Arlington National Cemetery, across the Potomac River from our nation's capital. Similar events are taking place all across the U.S. The charity's website is Wreaths Across America, all one word, wreathsacrossamerica.org. George Williams, Washington.
Record flood waters have slowly started receding in Washington State, but authorities warn that waters would remain high for days. Torrential rains have caused historic floods, stranding families on rooftops and washing over bridges. National Guard troops went door-to-door early Friday to evacuate the farming city of Burlington, just north of Seattle. Officials say the evacuation order was lifted for parts of the city by late morning. Washington is under a state of emergency. This is SRN News. Netflix is pushing the gay agenda, this time on children.
That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America after conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. According to analysis by CWA, 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and 41% of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain LGBT messages and storylines. CWA tells the Christian Post, quote, Netflix children's programming has been infiltrated by adult preoccupations with sexual preferences and gender identity. Michael Harrington reporting.
Bruce Blakeman, a Republican county official in New York City's Long Island suburbs, is running for governor. Blakeman, the executive of Nassau County, has gained attention for championing a policy that bans men from playing on women's sports teams that use county sports facilities. He's also barred men from women's locker rooms. A judge recently upheld the ban, but the New York Civil Liberties Union is appealing that decision. This is SRN News. Lindsey Vonn has raced to a stunningly fast win in a World Cup downhill at St. Moritz in Switzerland.
The 41-year-old U.S. ski great had taken the lead by an astonishing 1.16 seconds from an Austrian competitor. Even wilder was that Vonn trailed by 0.61 after the first two time checks. Vonn's lead was later cut to 0.98 seconds. Vonn's 44th career win in World Cup downhills was her first since March of 2018. Bob Agner reporting.
Fernando Mendoza is set to be on stage for the Heisman Trophy ceremony, having already won the Associated Press Player of the Year award. He could become the first winner from Indiana University and the third with Hispanic roots. Mendoza, who is a Miami native, wasn't initially on the Heisman radar, but set it as a goal. His season at Indiana has been memorable, with game-winning plays and a Big Ten title. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.